Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
Jason Taylor. Sure, patches for us to see them on to show them onto our jersey. Yes, but with you.com, I got my Tua jersey coming. I would like to sew my Shula patch onto my Tua jersey. Yes, that's a great idea, and I'm going to put it on my Tua jersey. Yes, maybe I should put it on my Moreno jersey. Since Shula Moreno more tied, right? Yeah, then hopefully Flores makes his own line and not his own. Here, and then we can put a Flores patch next to it. I'm going to put it on my Moreno one. I love the idea of naming the practice facility after Shula. Shula or Joe Robbie. You name Shula the field, Robbie the practice facility. But I think both need to be cherished and honored men. Let's see. I've always loved the Bears honoring Alice on their jersey. Would love to see the fans do the same for Robbie Shula. Amen, James. That's it. That is so true. My Mount Rushmore is Moreno, Taylor, Bonacani, and Tonka. Whatever do I do with that? You know, I can't argue with that. Anybody who wants to put Bonacani there? Hey, man, you picked the right dude. Oh, can you have any name you want, but please do not let Jimmy Buffett write and sing a song about it. You know, Ricky Williams is on Mount Rushmore with Moreno, Taylor, and Wake. Nice. I could never put Ricky on myself because it's just too short of a window. It's not enough for me. But what he accomplished here was amazing. I like Don Shulafield at Hard Rock Stadium. You were right. Thank you, sir. Shula's looking down on the mountain. Yes, he is. And you know, Shula's steak in the stadium. Yeah, John. Dude, that is such a great call on your part. I think there would be fans, not the morning game, can see people after the game is over having reservations at Shula's in the stadium, and them like enjoying the dinner, and then the end, at least go enjoy the dinner. Traffic will clear out by the time we're done, and we get out, we can just drive home. And we can take our time, we got a little bit of liquor, we can have some food, you know, kind of balance everything out. That is, John, I've never heard anybody say that, and that is a phenomenal idea. How that has not happened is crazy, actually. And if you have a night game or a 4 o'clock game, that restaurant will be open before, packed, before the game. Guaranteed. And you'll have a certain section of fans that will want to go to a Shula's game. And can you imagine how many fans come out of town every game? I would say 5 or 10% of the fans that go to the stadium are not from South Florida. So that might be fans that they want a full experience. And, dude, I went to the Dolphin game. I saw it too well. And I even had dinner at Shula's Steak after the game. I had lunch at Shula's Steak before the game. And people will say, wow, dude, that's a great night. That's a fantastic day. You went to the game, you saw Tua kick some ass, beat the Patriots, and then you went and had a steak at Shula's Steakhouse in the stadium. That's a phenomenal idea. That's one of the best ideas on the planet. I would do that myself one night. But I would like to go to a game where I have the reservation after and go to the steakhouse after a Dolphin win and all that, because you know what's coming. You know what's coming, right? I'm telling you, it's coming. We're going to have in the next couple of years that home field advantage we used to have. It's coming back. How about the Shula Bowl instead of the Orange Bowl? But where is the Orange Bowl? It's gone. Can't do that anymore. Tony Sperano would put Murray on his Mount Rushmore. Radically says, making the entrance area around the stadium into a pavilion park and call it Joe Robbie Pavilion at its entrance because Joe Robbie started it all. Okay. I like the practice facility more, but I get it because you can still call it the Joe Robbie Practice Facility sponsored by HealthSouth. You know, you can still get the sponsor. You can still whore yourself out and still respect the field and give Joe Robbie a little love, just like Don Shula. It should be Don Shula Field in Hard Rock Stadium. That's what it should be. But what the hell do I know? Let's see. What else do we have here? Mount Trashmore. Super Boom Shack. Sammy Smith, Eric Green, Deion Jordan, and Lawrence Phillips. Now, hold on a second. Hold on a second, Super Boom Shack. Okay. I have a hard time putting Eric Green there because the guy got injured. Like, Deion Jordan was a loser. Sammy Smith was a loser. And Lawrence Phillips was a loser. But Lawrence Phillips wasn't even a draft pick or anything. He was kind of like the Rams had to get rid of him and all that. So we got him for absolutely nothing. It was a nothing gamble. And obviously it didn't pay off. I have to go. If I'm going to put on my Mount Trashmore, I have to put the people we actually invested picks in. So Sammy Smith, for me, is an exceptional pick on your Mount Trashmore, and so is Deion Jordan. But instead of Eric Green or Lawrence Phillips, I would have Kumaro. I would have, Paul Langford. Remember, Lifford Hobley was awesome. You know why? Let me explain why. Do you know where Lifford Hobley got one play?
Do you know where the
City Chiefs out there? Do you know where Lifford Hobley came from?
Sure.
No, see, that's why he said this. Because you don't remember. He's a scab. He's the only scab that made the team.
Wow.
God bless him, dude. The guy went from scab to NFL. So you can't expect scab to NFL. That's why I got to put it
in my head. I expect a lot,
You're looking at Lifford the wrong way. You should say, God bless you, Lifford, man. You made from scab to NFL.
says, that's awesome, actually. You know what I'm saying? No, that's true. So I would put an Eric Kumerow there, because he's a first-round pick that we wasted on. You know what I'm saying? That, to me, hurts me a lot more than Lawrence Phillips, because that was a no gamble. Lefford Hobley was like a bonus you got out of the scab year. You know, those kind of guys, I can't hold it against them, you know what I'm saying? But I was just thinking about all the horrible leverage over the year. Yeah, but I mean, for that, I'd go Jamar Fletcher. You know what I'm saying? That's my first round pick. We need a whole sack, right? Like a staple, like a Teal Green. You know what I'm saying? But these are candidates for Mount Trashmore, because we invested something in them that we were supposed to get a lot out of, and we got nothing about moving up for Wake. And what we got, Wake was a CFL signing. We competed against 8 other teams. Deion's on his Mount Trashmore. So I get a slight bonus. Yes, definitely. But I can never pick a loser at all, though. But you're I stand corrected. I expect a lot out of something you don't expect a lot out of. But David Boston, somebody put it down. David Boston was not our draft pick. That was Arizona's pick. And then he ended up kind of wearing out on him, and then we got him after. It was a no-gamble type of thing. You weren't giving him much to get him. In order for you to make it to my mom, Josh, but this is my requirement, not you. You may like David Boston, and you're entitled to it. But if I'm going to put a Mount Trashmore together, it has to be somebody that